Gospel music has evolved over the decades, beginning in tiny rural churches and growing into its own formidable industry today. But it always has had the power to stir the soul. Oh, Happy Day is a new compilation that strives to capture that power. The collection pairs popular musical stars like Al Green, Queen Latifah, and Aaron Neville with gospel giants like the Clark Sisters and the Fisk Jubilee Singers. Joining us now from Nashville is Bill Hearn, CEO of EMI Christian Music Group and a producer for Oh Happy Day, and Brad Arnold of the group Three Doors Down. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lynn. It's good to be with you.
And joining us from WBEZ in Chicago is Tony Award-winning singer and actress Heather Headley. Good to have you with us, Heather.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Let me start with you, Bill. How did this come about, this pairing of pop music with gospel?
Well, like many projects in Nashville, it started over a lunch meeting with myself and co-producer Ken Levitan of the album. And we were just talking about how much we love gospel music and its impact on American culture through the years. And we thought it would be a great idea to just combine popular singers and artists from different genres of music, rock, pop, and urban, with great gospel choirs singing well-known and traditional gospel songs and inspirational songs.
And had any of these singers or groups, had they ever done gospel before, any of them, the ones that you spoke with?
I'm sure many of them had. Most of them grew up in the church or grew up around gospel music, and I'm sure many of them sang gospel music in the past, but not many of them had made gospel records up until this point.
Oh, Heather Headley, let me turn to you. You're, of course, very well known for your work on Broadway and shows like The Lion King, for example, but what about gospel? Was this your first experience with gospel?
I grew up, like Bill was saying, I grew up in church. My father was a pastor, so I kind of grew up around, you know, that music. So when they asked me to do this, it was kind of like, oh, yeah, sure, no problem. And actually, it was the catalyst for me to start working on my own gospel album after a while. So it was just kind of one of those things that you go back to, you know?
Well, how does singing gospel compare to the other kind of work that you've done? What's the difference?
For me, I don't want it to be any different. I think gospel music, or singing in church, I should say, for me, is where I learned to sing. I remember my first voice lesson, I'm going to get in trouble now, at Northwestern University was my first voice lesson. And I remember the teacher saying to me, she said, well, where did you learn to sing? Because, you know, your technique is pretty, you know, who was your teacher? And I remember laughing at her and saying, Jesus, that's the only teacher I've had. And so learning in church, one of the principles of it was that, you know, if you sing a song like Amazing Grace, if you can't reach the person at the back of, you know, that last pew in the church, if they can't feel, you know, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound, and have those words speak to them and enter their soul, it was almost like you didn't do your job. And for me, I think that's what I took to Broadway. I know that's what I took to Broadway and what I took to, you know, what I take to anything else, any other music I do. I want to be able to sing a song and the lyrics touch you.
So this came really naturally to you then?
I would, yes, but I was still scared out of my mind, you know, because it's gospel music, and you're dealing with people's souls and God and faith and belief. So it was a return to what I know, but it was also quite, you're nervous about it. You're like, I want to make sure this is right. I don't want to trivialize this. I don't want to compromise this in any way, and I want to get it right.
And on this CD, you sang a duet with Al Green, People Get Ready. What was that like, singing with Al Green?
You know, praise God, he was not in the room. And So that made it slightly easier. But, it's such an honor to have my voice be on, the same recording with him. I grew up listening to this song. and grew up listening to Al Green, and I'm proud of it. It was great to kind of try to meld my voice with him and with his, I should say, I'm happy with it. I think it's okay. I think so.
Brad Arnold, let me ask you, how did Three Doors Down get involved in this? And did you have the kind of gospel music background that Heather was just talking about?
You know what? I actually did. I grew up in an Assembly of God church in South Mississippi. And that's where I learned to sing also. And, you know, I think that's really, especially in the South, I think that's where most people learn to sing. And it really is a big influence on the music from the region. So many types of music have come from it. But I did grow up in church and learned to sing there. And we were approached by MI to do this song, and we jumped at the chance. It was a wonderful challenge. It's something I've never done before, and I really just enjoyed doing it. It was a great song. Eric Clapton, you know, wrote it, and it was fun.
The song was Presence of the Lord, and you recorded that song with the Soul Children of Chicago. What was your reaction when you heard a young choir like that behind you?
I was amazed. They added so much to the song, and it really completes it, and I was just blown away when I heard it.
I'm curious, Heather and Brad, you've probably listened to the whole CD by now. Apart from your own contributions, do you have favorites, Brad?
You know what? I really like People Get Ready. I do like that one.
I'll send you your $20 later.
That's probably one of my favorite ones on there.
Nice. You're very sweet. Well, I love Brad's as well, because I've always liked, you know, In the Presence of the Lord. I've heard it reggae and, you know, being from the Caribbean, I've heard it in every treatment. And then there was a surprise for me that when I heard it, I kind of jumped out of my skin. It was Patty Griffin. And is it Mavis Staples, Brad?
Mavis Staples, yes.
Yeah, and what is it called?
Waiting for my child to come home.
Waiting for my child to come home. It's so vulnerable and plaintive and just will make you want to cry, you know, and it's just, it really was, like, you would never think, and I hope they don't take this the wrong way, that those two voices would come together, and, you know, because Mavis Staples' voice is so distinct and Patty Griffin's is folksy and so distinct, and yet it's just, it's almost perfect.
I am waiting, waiting for my child. A letter would mean so much to me.
I think also, Lynn, one of the most soulful performances on the album is Johnny Lang with the Fist Jubilee Singers singing an old John P. Key song called I Believe. And he performed that on The Tonight Show, and it was just brought the house down. It's an unbelievable song and version of that song.
It is a great song.
I believe it.
You know, occasionally you hear about maybe you could call them gospel purists being unhappy when, you know, gospel music is secularized too much, or there can be a kind of tension between gospel musicians, secular musicians. Did that happen at all in this project?
Oh, no, it hasn't. And I think, you know, what I'm most proud about this recording is that in times of difficulty, in times of despair, in challenging times, not only for the nation but the world, whether it be economic, whether it be political, whether it be religious, a conflict around the world, gospel music and songs like this with powerful, positive messages and uplifting lyrics can really reach people in a powerful way. And I'm very proud that we're able to bring the secular with the sacred together and allow some of these very popular artists reach people that they might not have been able to reach before with a message that may really be important to someone right now.
Bill Hearn is the producer of the CD, Oh Happy Day. He joined us from Nashville, along with Brad Arnold of Three Doors Down, and Heather Headley joined us from WBEZ in Chicago. Thanks to all of you for being with us.
Thanks
for
having us.
Thank you.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Leanne Hansen is back next week. I'm Lynn Neary.